You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Jim Angel is on the phone line from the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, to take up the weather forecast for the weekend. But, Jim, let's start with some of the numbers that have been coming out from the National Weather Service and NOAA as it relates to drought, and then what kind of mitigation may have happened last night.
That's right. If we look at the U.S. Drought Monitor for Illinois, it has gotten a little worse in the last week, and that's no surprise. We had continued dryness through much of this the state, and they always use the data up through Tuesday morning when they draw the maps. So they had some expansion of drought into southern Illinois, or abnormally dry conditions, I should say. Abnormally dry conditions, kind of south of I-70, kind of extended down in that part of south-central Illinois. Some extension of what they call the severe drought up north of Galesburg, kind of in the Quad Cities area. But then we've had some rain since then. So we had some rain in the Cook County on Wednesday night. Of course, they don't grow too much corn in especially eastern Cook County. But then we got some rain last night over around Peoria. There's some pretty good line of storms over there. And even here in Champaign, we got some rain at our site at Champaign-Urbana. We got a quarter of an inch overnight, which just about doubled our monthly total for September. So at least a little bit of rain, and it's raining to the south of us as we speak.
Yeah, were there other areas locally that ended up with more? We have two tents, I know, showing on the gauge here at WILL, but I had eight tents in my gauge at home.
Yeah, there were some areas that got a little more out of the latest batch of rain, and probably the biggest numbers I saw were actually over by the Peoria area. There were some pretty good thunderstorms rolling through there last night right before I went to bed, so it's that was probably the part of the state that got the most rain. But even in our area, we got some places that got some sizable amounts, and like you said, the eight tenths and things like that. So it's it has varied a little bit, but now it's more widespread, just kind of slow, steady rain, mostly to the south of us, south of Champaign-Urbana at this point.
One event, of course, does not make a trend, and we're still dry.
That's right. We're still dry. We have a long ways to go. We're short about 4 or 5 inches across much of the central part of the state in the last 2 months. You know, we had the wet spring, and we had the okay July, but August and September have been really dry, and so we're have really quite a bit to catch up in those parts of the state. So, you know, we get a couple inches of rain, that'll probably make a big difference, but as far as recharging that soil moisture, and that's kind of what we'll expect in the next couple of weeks as it kind of starts to cool off and we get more of these systems coming through.
Thanks much, Jim.
You're welcome.
That's Jim Angel, and wraps up the Closing Market Report.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview. Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.